USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cheering protesters and looters torched a Minneapolis police station that the department was forced to abandon as 3 days of violent looting and protesting spread to nearby St. Paul as demonstrations flared up all over the United States over the death of George Floyd. A handcuffed black man pleaded for air as a white police officer kneeled on his neck. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz is calling on everyone to help restore order.
I understand clearly there is no trust in many of our communities. And I will not patronize you as a white man without living those lived experiences of how very difficult that is. But I'm asking you to help us.
The officer who kneeled on George Floyd's neck has been taken into custody, and President Trump holding a news conference at the White House this hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says there will be no pressure in launching SpaceX's first astronaut crew from American soil in nearly a decade.
There will be no pressure. We will launch when we are ready. And I'll tell you, the President and the Vice President were proud of the NASA team and the SpaceX team for making the right call for the right reasons.
The flight was scrubbed on Wednesday due to bad weather caused by a tropical storm off the coast. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana discusses the weather forecast for Saturday.
You know, obviously it's a challenge to compete with the weather here in Florida in the summer, but we're going to do what's right. So we're moving ahead, and it sounds like we got about a 50-50 chance with the weather again tomorrow, and we'll see how it works out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is giving the thumbs up to outdoor professional sporting events in most of the state's 254 counties at 25% capacity beginning on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, more than 170 businesses have been damaged so far in St. Paul, Minnesota from rioting and looting as unrest continues to grow in the Twin Cities over the death of George Floyd in police custody earlier this week. Lloyd Drilling is a jewelry store owner. He tells Fox News he's unsure if he's going to be able to rebuild.
It's a tough one to come in and see, you know, what started years ago and now No, it's just complete devastation. It's just like a hurricane came through. Busted every piece of glass there is, these old nice cases, and there's probably not another store around like it, and I don't really know if we can rebuild something like this.
This year's Boston Marathon is officially canceled. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains why.
Organizers officially canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its history and ending a 124-year run that had persisted through two world wars and another pandemic. The race, which draws a field of over 30,000 and had already been postponed from April 20th to September 14th, will be replaced by a virtual event in which participants who verify they ran 26.2 miles will receive their finisher's medal.
And finally, Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity race at Bristol has been pushed back to Monday to accommodate Fox. The Cup Series drivers will still be racing Sunday with green flag dropping at 3:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.